Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. You're listening to show number 294 for June 5th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. Hey, and I want to say welcome to everybody to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Thank you for listening. And you can find out more about the show at www.hometravelagent.net. And once you get over to the website at hometravelagent.net, you'll find shows going back two or three years. And you'll find a place on the right-hand side of the page where you can put in your email address and subscribe to the show notes, and you get those in your email inbox every week. And we like to mix it up here with a little music every week. And this week keeps the theme of Hawaii, and that's what our co-hosted segment is about. And the artist is Buddy Merrill. And the song is Yakahula Nikidula. And it's from the album Buddy Merrill and His Hawaiian Guitars. So you say, what's music doing on a travel agent podcast? Well, again, I like to create a little variety in the show and give you an opportunity to hear some music, music that you typically don't hear on the top 40 radio stations that seem to play the same songs all across the country. And you never get to hear a little bit of variety if you're listening to the traditional FM radio stations. So here you get to hear independent artists, and those artists are provided to us through the IOTA PromoNet. And we do have a sponsor for the show, and the sponsor is GoToMeeting. You know, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, you have to present to clients and you have to collaborate with colleagues, and they could be anywhere in the world. And you know, GoToMeeting makes this as simple as possible to run and organize your meetings. So use GoToMeeting by Citrix. It's the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. And with GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. And meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everybody joining your meeting. And you know, I use this just about every week, and it is very easy to use. And it does save a lot of time and travel and money. So this is not only a sponsor, this is a product that I certainly endorse and use. So with GoToMeeting, you can hold as many meetings as you need for one flat rate. And phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. So, now, my listeners, you all can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. And that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free, and you can try it out. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST, and check out GoToMeeting. And I appreciate it if you do. You support the show. You support our sponsor, and that helps us out. So thank you very much for trying out GoToMeeting. Okay, this week in the co-hosted segment, we're going to be talking about the Big Island of Hawaii, and we have a guest on to help us do that. And with that, what we'll do is get right on into the co-hosted segment and waste no time doing it. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the co-hosted segment of the Homebase Travel Agent Show. It's great to have you back. And we're here once again this week with a fantastic guest, and I think you're going to enjoy the interview that Laureen has set up for us. And actually, our guest is looking forward to it, too. I know Laureen and her talked prior to the today when we're recording it, and clue the guest in a little bit about how the podcast works, which is really a good thing. And we try to do that by email, and sometimes we do that by telephone, and kind of give a little background on the show. But anyhow, that's a good system, and it helps us out when we do the interview, and we're really happy to have the guest on here today. So with that, what I want to do is turn it over to Laureen and let her introduce the guest.
Great. Thank you, Barry. As always, it is good to be back and love being part of the co-hosted segment. Our role here is to be able to educate our fellow travel agents on different areas of the world and be able to get them to understand their destinations that they're sending their clients. And today we have a great guest and one of my favorite states in the United States. It's kind of a big place and many, many options. But I do tend to send a lot of my clients to this particular state, and actually I'm beginning to send more and more to this island. I'd like to welcome to the show Waynette Kwan. She is the Director of Sales for the Big Island Visitors Bureau. And if you have not been to the Big Island yet, definitely perk your ears up, because this is an awesome, awesome island. And as far as I'm concerned, doesn't get enough promotion because it's really cool. But Waynette, welcome to the show. I know it's your first one, so thank you for letting us help you through this.
Well, aloha to everyone, and thanks for breaking me in. So we're going to have a great time today, and I'll be able to share with you some stories about our island and what makes us so special and why is it that you really need to send your clients here. So,
exactly. Perfect. Thank you again for coming on. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about tell us about you. One of the things about a podcast is we really like our guests to be comfortable. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your history also, and how did you get involved with the Visitors Bureau?
Well, I was born and raised here on the island of Hawaii. Went away to college, came back home, and then early on in my career, I was in the hospitality industry. Moved over then to the island of Lanai, where I helped to assist the opening for two of the resorts there. And then at that time, you know, I just moved back home about a year ago. And, you know, I was on Lanai for almost 20 years. So in that time, I was asked by pretty much the entire hospitality industry to then see if I could, what I could do with the Visitors Bureau there on the island. So I've now been with the Visitors Bureau overall for almost nine years already. Yay! and then, you know, which brings me 8 years there on Lanai for the Visitors Bureau, and then 1 year here for the island of Hawaii, our Big Island Visitors Bureau. So when I got the call, it was pretty much one of those, hey, I have an opening, do you want to come home? kind of calls. So I, you know, just, it was like, okay, you know, my husband and my three children, it's like, okay, do we pack up? Do we go? And so, of course, my entire family who still lives here, my mom says, yeah, I think it's time for you to move home. And I'm like, oh, shucks, okay. And so just kind of the way things panned out, and I'm here now, and such a great team to work with. You know, we do best we can for our islands, because we know that what we do is so special, because we do so our people have jobs. I mean, it's that simple. We do what we do here at the Visitors Bureau to ensure that the visitors come, and with that, you know, the hospitality industry flourishes, which then trickles down to, you know, the small mom and pop businesses that begin to flourish as well. So, you know, it's that whole catch-22 big circle of life kind of effect. And I'm such a humbled person because I'm able to share this with, you know, with all of my co-residents here on our island.
Wow, that's a great story. Thank you. And that's one of the things that I love about people who are from Hawaii. It's totally different than the attitude of people on the mainland. Your circle of life, I love that. The fact that what your job does is helps provide your peers and your loved ones and just your neighbors, being able to stay employed, being able to refer people to restaurants, lodging, activities, that sort of thing. Now, one of your focuses, I assume, Waynette, is that culture and about learning about what your people do. Is that right?
Yes. A big part of that is, well, I mean, we'll just kind of take a really quick step back into history and just know that, you know, we are the youngest of the major islands, well, of all the Hawaiian islands. You know, we have a total of 132 islands, but the eight major ones everyone is familiar with, and of that, we are the largest in the entire state. So we're so big that we actually can take all the rest of these seven major islands, put it in the island of Hawaii, and still have room left over. You know, and because of that, you know, of course we have our volcano, which is still erupting and erupting since 1983, and in that time has added almost 1,000 acres of new land. And again, culture, you just have no choice except to be immersed in it wherever you are, whether you are a resident, whether you are a visitor. You just happen upon culture. It just happens here. And so we're so excited to be able to share everything from our you know, I'm not sure how to say it, but everything from our farmers markets to our festivals to all of the activities programs that our resorts and our hotels and our condos all offer, you know, most of them at a complimentary price, because we all understand what a big part culture is. We know that there are beautiful landscapes all over the world, beautiful forests, beautiful sandy beaches, beautiful oceans all over. But what sets us apart, us as in the state of Hawaii, not just our island, what sets us apart from all other destinations is our culture. And it's not just the host Hawaiian culture, but it's all the cultures throughout the years that have added on to it. Okay, so you want to talk about getting to know me? I am half Hawaiian, a quarter Chinese, and the other quarter, I'm Irish, English, German, Spanish, and Portuguese. At one point in time, all of these people have come to Hawaii and made their home here. And again, you know, with all of the melting pot of cultures, you have a... We pretty much have our own language, our own cuisine, which on any given day, you can have lunch, which we call a plate lunch. And on the plate lunch, you'll have an item that might be Japanese. Then next to it is something that's Korean, and then something that's American. And that's just kind of standard for us. And we don't know anything other than that. And so we then bring all of that to all of the relationships that we cultivate throughout our daily lives.
Wow. That's exciting. And one of the things that I know that I... Barry, have you been to Hawaii?
I have not.
You have not?
Barry.
Oh.
I have a business partner that lives there.
One of the things that you mentioned is about the variety of food and all the culture that goes in it. I really like local food. Of course, it's terrible for my hips, I do have to admit, so I only eat it when I go there. But you have the best cuisine and such a wide variety of different tastes, pokey and Spam. I love Spam.
Spam recipes are awesome.
Exactly. Now, you and I had mentioned when we talked the other day that Bob Duglund, who is with NACTA, is planning a destination FAM for NACTA members, and I know you're very involved in that. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know it's going to be selling out soon. So if any of our listeners are NACTA members and are interested in participating in the Big Island Destination FAM, you'll need to get a hold of Bob very soon. But since you're such an intricate part of this education, can you talk about that a little bit, please?
I would love to. This is something that really touches me. I enjoy this, and it's pretty intense. And when we say intense as far as a FAM trip, it's not the, you know, 45 site visits in one day. It is, you know, getting to know the culture, getting to know the history and the people. And generally, it is about a week long. And you get to experience everything from, you know, again, an active lava you know, an active volcano down to an old fishing village, and you'll get to hear the stories about it. And then, you know, going up to one of the places in the Mauna Lani area, it's called Kalahui Pua'a. And at this old home site, they have great cultural programs, and they have a program that they do every Saturday nearest to the full moon, which is called Twilight at Kalahui Pua'a. And we're trying, you know, I always try and book an event, or whenever we have a fam, to try and get as close to the full moon as we can, especially to that Saturday. Why? Because you'll be able to, I mean, that's total hands-on. Residents and visitors are all there, you know, oceanfront, and you're just sitting on the lawn of this old plantation-style home and talking story and learning about the culture. You know, you never know who's going to show up and sing or dance hula or, you know, share their stories. And it's things like that that we really try and introduce to our agents that come here, that it's not just about, you know, your average 10-day, you know, 10-day stay, and in that time, you know, you're sighting like a thousand hotels. It's not that. It's about getting to know the culture. It's about touching and feeling and eating and smelling, you know, the Hawaii experience. And so, again, that I try and set it up the same way I would do a personal tour. So if I had friends and family that came from either off island who had never been here, or even out of state who had never been here, you know, I would take them to all these, you know, culturally significant places, share with them the stories, share with them the culture, and then, you know, let them make up their own mind on whether or not this is right for them. So again, to be able to do that with these agents who will then go back and really take Hawaii Island with them and have it become a part of their life, it's going to be awesome. And yes, I just got an email from Bob this morning, and he's got about 8 spots left for this upcoming August one. So if you are wanting to come, and if I can entice you about what I'm talking about, definitely 8 more spots left. Get your spot now.
Yeah, it sounds great. He and I have been talking about it. He's definitely trying to convince me to come. And just to kind of give a heads up for the travel agents, this type of fam, because it's so specialized, is no spouses, no friends. It's strictly for travel agents. So if you have a spouse who is going to pout about not being able to come to the Big Island with you, another option would be for you to get some online training for the Big Island as a substitute, and maybe to go to the NACTIC convention, which is going to be in the fall. So speaking of that, what options do we have for people who can't attend the conference but to be able to get some web training?
Well, we have great opportunities here for the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau. Our agents can sign up online to participate in the GoHawaii.com website, and we have an agent site as well for the Big Island. So it would be agents.bigisland.org, and if you go to that website, no www, we just figured that out this morning, but agents.bigisland.org, go to that website, it'll automatically reroute you to the travel agent section of the GoHawaii.com website, and there you'll be able to do everything from take an online course called Ke Kula. In Hawaiian, that means the school. So you take the Ke Kula program online, which is a general overall Hawaii course. You take that, you pass that, you then become a Hawaii destination specialist. Then, if you wanted to elevate yourself more, get more into depth with each island individually, we have separate island courses for that that you can then take as well. Once you take all of those courses, or whatever course you wanted to take, whatever island you wanted to become more specified in, you know, go ahead and do that, because one of the things for the master specialist, which would be our on-island program, which is the one that's coming up with NACTA in August, two of the requirements will be, one, that you do take and pass the Kekula program, and you also take and pass the Papa Hawaii Island course, which Papa just means class. So it's the Hawaii Island class online. Those are the two requirements. And then, of course, depending on your bookings with Hawaii, you know, between NAFTA and myself, we'll formulate, you know, the best plan for that particular fam that's going to come on the island. Now, so definitely not only is that website, you know, will give you training, but there are awesome opportunities on there for any agent to do things like have their own customized itinerary, which is printed on Hawaii style stationery, and you can, you know, you can even go there and suggest for your clients, if you know their dates that they're going to stay, you can go to the calendar of events section on there, put in the information, put in the criteria of things that they like, and it'll pop up with a calendar of events suggestions for them to do while they're on the island. So that is great. And then, you know, you can always integrate that into the itinerary that's automatically on hold for you. And then when you're ready and your itinerary is complete, you can just, you know, email that out to your clients, or you can have them printed. We've got things on there like stationery. We've got posters. You can order collateral for all of the entire island, from that particular website. So you can just go on, click on collateral ordering, and you can choose, okay, I need planners from the island of Kauai. I need maps from the island of Maui. I need, you know, the romance guide from the island of Hawaii. And so you can go and pick and choose everything. And the best part is we send it right out to you direct. So, you know, so much opportunities. Definitely go and check that out. It would be agents.bigisland.org. So, yes, so much things to enhance, you know, your individual sales. So we're happy to provide that.
You know, it's interesting, and Barry, I think you and I are on the same wavelength around how important technology is. What I'm really impressed by is that the culture of your state is so low-key, and you have one of the more modern websites. I just think that, to me, that's really pertinent to point out, because I'm looking at the website right now. There's great graphics on it. There's the travel agent side, which is wonderful, and thank you. It really points towards getting yourself educated, and it also lists a ton of resources for you as a travel agent to be able to point your clients to other customers that you work with, that, you know, you've kind of narrowed down to say, okay, this is a safe place for travel agents to send their clients. And I have clients who are going to Maui on their honeymoon. I went to the website, I ordered some maps, and just a couple weeks ago we were at our local Starbucks and we were online looking at the website, and I had the map all over the table and we were yellow highlighting, and I swear by the time we were done the map may have been yellow.
Awesome. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, we definitely try and, you know, keep abreast so that our extended sales force, which is, you know, everyone from not only our hotel partners, but all the way down to our most important clients, which would be our travel agents. And, you know, if we can get everyone educated, and, you know, it'll make everything so much easier. And, you know, we're all about ease. We're all, you know, ease of time, ease of culture, ease of accessibility. We're all about that. And, you know, we're happy to provide that again. So it's awesome.
Well, Barry, did you have any questions for our lovely guest this week?
I do, and I'm curious. You know, Hawaii is an international destination, and we do have travel agents that listen to the show that are from outside the United States, Australia, China, Europe, Great Britain, and I'm curious, do your FAMs include travel agents from outside the United States? Or another way to say that, do you have international audience with your FAM trips?
Yes, we do. What generally happens, and just kind of in a nutshell, the way everything's kind of broken down is the Hawaii Tourism Authority, which is our primary authority on tourism, they have contracted, you know, various companies throughout the U.S. Well, of course, for U.S. would be Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau. We take care of the U.S. and North America, which would include Canada. And then, of course, there's Hawaii Tourism Japan. There's Hawaii Tourism Asia. There's Hawaii Tourism Oceania, which includes New Zealand and Australia. There's Hawaii Tourism Europe. There's Hawaii Tourism Germany. And so what happens is with all of these different partners around the globe, yes, we are accessible. And, having that... you know, just definitely contact your local area Hawaii Tourism Board, and they definitely set up FAMs throughout the year. We just had one a couple months ago from Korea and China. So, yeah, they're doing all the time. We are having one, upcoming one from Oceania, from New Zealand as well as Australia. So, yeah, again, throughout, you know, get in contact with your local Hawaii Tourism Board, and they'll be more than happy to assist you with any of the questions try and get you to come on a FAM, or if not, ask them when their next FAM is, so you'll be able to come in and join us.
Great.
Thank you. Now, I know you travel a lot. Do you have any conventions or travel agent expos that you're going to be attending in the next couple of months?
Well, let's see. I leave next week, Sunday, and I'll be participating with our Pacific Northwest Coconuts and Boats training series. We'll be in Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver, as well as doing call center trainings at, where are we doing it at? Let's see. Alaska Airlines Vacations. We're doing Thomas Cook, as well as All About Hawaii. So we're excited to do that right there, right after that. My very next week, I don't get to come home. I'm still there. We are doing our very own Hawaii Island Showcase. And so I have about 8 partners that are going to be traveling along with me in California. We're going to be starting off in San Diego, and we'll be working our way throughout the week all the way up to Sacramento. We'll be doing a couple of AAA trainings there in Costa Mesa. We'll be doing an event in, let's see, San Diego. We'll be doing an event in Burbank. We'll be doing an event in Santa Barbara, then San Jose, Oakland, as well as Sacramento. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy week. That'll be from June 20 to the 24th. We're going to be there. And, invitations are going out. Contact your preferred wholesaler. They should already have the invitations, or if not, have sent them out to you already. And if you've gotten one, awesome. Make sure you RSVP, because seats are limited. But, you know, again, to be able to have the opportunity to come in and share aloha with you where you live, it's exciting for us as well.
That's wonderful. You're a busy girl.
Busy girl.
Well, thank you again for being on the show. And let me tell you, just for the listeners who aren't familiar with how we schedule things, it took us quite a while to be able to nail a date down for you, because you have been traveling so much and you will be traveling more. So I really, really want to thank you for being able to squeeze us in. And we hope, of course, to be able to drive more business to the Big Island. And if some of the travel agents would like to get in touch with you when you're there, I'm sure email will work. What is the best way for them to reach you?
The best way would be definitely by email, unless I'm in an area that has no cell service or email capability. I'm always attached to it. So the best way to get me, again, email, and that would be wkwon@hvcb.org. So that's W as in Waynet, Kwon, as in my last name, K-W-O-N, W-K-W-O-N at H as in Hawaii, V as in visitors, C as in convention, B as in bureau, .org. So email me any questions that you have, and I'd be more than happy to get in touch with you or help you get in touch with the answers that you'll need. So.
Great. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Barry, what is the best way to reach you?
Well, I can be reached at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. I am almost always online, which is a good thing and a bad thing in this day and age. I can also be found on Facebook at Laureen R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And thank you again, Barry. Thank you again, Wenet, that for being on our show.
Aloha.
And it's an honor to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Wenet.
You're welcome. Aloha to everyone out there.
Okay, thank you, Wenet, and thank you, Laureen, for arranging a great guest once again. And we'll move on into the news segment of the show. And we have three news articles today. And the first news article talks about electronic wallets, and this has been in the news recently. It's a Google product. It's called a Google Wallet, and the article that I'm getting this from comes from a website called Four Hoteliers. And that's the number 4, H-O-T-E-L-I-E-R-S, and there's a link to this article in the show notes. But what Google is doing, they're using near-field technology to allow people to bring their cell phone near a vending device and pay for products that's within the vending device. Or, as this article points out, for hotels, a hotel can send a code to your smartphone, and that code is your key to allow you in and out of your room. And all you have to do is get it near your lock, and your door is unlocked, so you can get rid of those pesky card key access cards that seem to unprogram themselves quite handily. And that happens quite a bit, at least for me it does. That's probably because I've got all these pieces of technology in my pockets that do something to the magnetic stripes on the cards. But anyhow, the near field technology is going to be something that's going to be around, so you might take a look for it, read some articles about it, and this is a good one to read. You know, the airline industry is looking at this, and there's a lot of other people looking at it as well. And actually, I understand that's in use in Japan quite a bit currently, and has been for some time. So we're finally catching up, and it's going to be here soon through the Google Corporation. Now, the next article is about Grand Rapids, and I picked this out because Grand Rapids has recently gotten a lot of attention as a destination, and it's a great destination. You know, I live just a few miles from Grand Rapids, and that's why it caught my eye as well. But you know, in a Newsweek article, Grand Rapids was listed as a dying city. Now, I don't know where they come up with that. I'm very familiar with Grand Rapids, and it certainly is not a dying city, but that's something that Newsweek pronounced. But the great people of Grand Rapids set out to prove them wrong with a lip-dub video, and this video has captured worldwide attention, and it received over 1 million views in a very short period of time on YouTube. Now, the lip dub, which is about a 10-minute single-take lip sync, was set to Don McLean's American Pie, and it was produced to refute allegations made in the January 2011 Newsweek article that listed Grand Rapids as a dying city. Now, this video features 5,000 Grand Rapidians, including a marching band, football team, kayakers, a wedding party, pillow fighters, firefighters, police officers, and the mayor, along with some carefully orchestrated pyrotechnics and a helicopter send-off. Now, the people who are watching this video are very impressed by the enthusiasm and the level of community support that was able to be captured through this video. Now, this was shot on May 22nd, and it was released on YouTube at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday, May 26th. And by the next day, it was the ninth most viewed video on YouTube. So that's quite an accomplishment and a distinction for Grand Rapids. So if you're going to say something about Grand Rapids, you can expect a response, Newsweek. And you know what? I don't know where you got your information, but hopefully the rest of your articles do a better job than what this one did. So anyhow, take a look at the link in the show notes, and there are links in the article to the video, so you might want to take a look at the video too. Okay, the final article is a press release, and the press release is about Travel Insurance 101 from Travel Insurance Review. And Travel Insurance Review has just released an update for their product called Travel Insurance 101, and it is the ultimate guide to understanding travel insurance. Now, this is something that you may want to take a look at, or you may want to grab for your clients so that they can take a look at it and have an understanding of what travel insurance is and what it will do for them. And what the Travel Insurance 101 does, it helps consumers understand what travel insurance covers and what it does not cover, what types of travel insurance plans are available and who should purchase them, how to purchase travel insurance and what it costs, and what to do with it once you bought it. So it's an interesting article, interesting course, mini course that you can take on travel insurance. And again, you might want to use this for your clients. So a link to this article is also in the show notes. Well, that wraps up the news segment of the show, and I'm glad you stopped by and took a listen here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we'll be back next week. But until then, I hope you all travel safe. Stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye.